AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Strong winds are fanning three wildfires around Los Angeles. Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot.
Forecasters say life-threatening, destructive gusts could last for days, bringing extreme fire risk to areas that have not seen substantial rain in months.
Any people in the house?
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Joe Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards nominations this morning have canceled an in-person announcement because of the wildfires. Former President Jimmy Carter will continue to lie in state at the Capitol. His remains arrived in Washington yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris says Jimmy Carter's work will echo for generations to come.
A man from Plains, Georgia, who grew up without electricity or running water and served as the 39th President of the United States of America, and lived every day of his long life in service to the people.
A state funeral will be held tomorrow for Jimmy Carter in Washington. Rescue workers in the freezing high-altitude Tibet region in western China are searching for more survivors and victims of a strong earthquake that struck near a holy city for Tibetan Buddhists. The quake has killed at least 126 people. A winter storm is expected to drop snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Sub-freezing temperatures are expected in parts of the south. This is AP News. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary has died.
Peter, Paul, and Mary performing at the March on Washington in August 1963. They had become an overnight sensation just the year before when their first album hit number one on the Billboard chart. Through the 60s, the trio sang out against war and injustice.
The music itself has a real message.
Yarrow telling the AP in 2003,
"You are not powerless. You can make a change. You just have to stand together."
The trio reunited in 1978, singing together periodically until Mary Travers' death in 2009. Yarrow said the friendship was a close one, something that could be seen on stage.
"We stand really close to us, each other. Unlike other acts, we look at each other when we sing."
Peter Yarrow was 86. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.